so now human beings, there's so many things. That's a human being, so much suffering. Not just for complete end of the control of karma delusion, completely end of the control of karma delusion. No control of delusion, see, ignorance, anger, attachment, jealousy, all this, totally end of the control of that. And then, no freedom at all, you know, end of the control of karma. So whatever is happening is karma, and being in the control of karma, then they experience all these sufferings. So for somebody born is deformed, you see, so born deformed or become deformed in life, so what you can do? So you see, you know, how many years, 70, 80, 90, how many years the person actually will suffer. So anyway, you see, then so much suffering, unbelievable suffering, you see. Being under the control of, being under the control of, you see, maybe not here, see, but generally in the world, you know, under the control of a husband, you see, they suffer so much, the wives, they suffer so much, the husbands suffer so much, being under the wife, you see, they're in a, unbelievable suffer, see, they have the life suffer so much. There's so many things, you know. Then you see, sicknesses, you know, poverty, many things, you know. due to uncontrolled desire, or say the anger, then they engage so many harm to others. Oh, then you see, they have to go to prison, or, you know, punished already. I mean, you know, unceasing problems. So they say, being in the war, you know, how much they suffer, you know? Then sick people, you see, in the hospital, if you visualize, if you think of a hospital, there's so many hundreds of people suffering so much. You know, some have an unbelievable, some have a coma, and you know, some can't, you can't tell whether they die today or not, some are dying, you see. So, there are many people dying by cancer, you see, so many, and that's what I'm saying, at home. So, anyway, so, you see, unbelievable. So, anyway. So we dedicate the marriage, you say, having done procession, you see, to all of them, to every single human being who's suffering. Rich poor people suffering, rich people suffering, you know, president suffering, you see, you know, president suffering, so much suffering, you know, they just say, no happiness, peace. King, you see, beggars, however, suffering of old age, this is suffering of birth, you know, there's a, as explained the text, we don't know, we can't remember how we suffered in the mother's womb, bringing the birth, we don't remember, and after that, we don't remember. due to pollution, you see, we don't remember. So, that's the suffering. you don't remember your own sufferings. mother know only her pain, but doesn't know the baby's suffering, you see. So, anyway, so we did get marriage, you know. Example from this one procession, humble marriage collected with all these meditations. We give the marriage and you see result, temporary, all the temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything we give to all the beings, to all the each realm symptoms. How fantastic, how wonderful is that? You know, for the happiness, you see, after enlightenment. Like the animals, the ants, you see, the numberless ants in this universe, other universe, the numberless ants, you see. So you give it, you're just animal. So you do the practice for them, you dedicate medicine up to all the happiness up to them for them. The numberless, you see, there's all fish in the small tiny insect that you see only through machine. Then big ones, in the, you know, in the water, in the ocean, always eaten by that one, always they run away from the enemies, always so fierce, they fear all the so give all the merit, you know. All the merit you collect, whether by your practice, one position or other, all this extensive merit you collect, to numbers of the beings, all those shell beings on the beaches, there's so many on the rocks, you know, like big piles in the ocean, and the suffering beings. So you can dedicate all these. So like that. Then each type of animal is numberless, suffering, unbelievable. So each worm is numberless. Those earthworms, numberless, and suffering. Then there's another animal, another animal in other. I thought the worms, earthworms, I thought they don't have enemy. You know, when you liberate in the ground, I thought they don't have enemy eat them. A long time I thought they're the most safe one. Because we liberate worms two places, Washington and Aptus House, California, both house, rich place, and both places, we have sanghas there. So every week we liberate worms. So the you know, several hundred worms we liberate, take around the stupa and pray, purify with blessed water and liberate. So I thought they're the best, most safe one, you know, they go underground. But then I heard there was actually like a mouse, or not mouse, but some animal in the ground. They got to eat them. They eat the worms in the ground. So it's amazing, you know. So anyway, so same now the medicine for the time, the puja. So so we dedicate. So the very first thing is a long life for as soon as Dalai Lama, as soon as Dalai Lama, compassion for that. Who is the sole object of refuge of us all sentient beings and originator of all sentient beings' happiness. You see, the compassion Buddha, is from the Lama. So, to have stable life, all the holy wish, to have stable life, all the holy wish to be successful. So those who are living now, those who passed away, so both all their wishes to succeed, and those who are living, those who passed away, to reincarnate soon, to return back soon, to be able to see the new holy body, new form, with smiling of their face, you see, new face, you see, to see, and then to goodness to receive teachings, you know, bring us to enlightenment, to have that, and the benefit of all sin beings. then those holy beings who have long, stable life, all the holy beings. Then all other holy beings, in a different tradition, all the holy beings, same, long, who are in this world only to benefit the beings, to have long life, all the holy beings. Then all the sanghas. So without holy being, there will be teaching in this world. they will be teaching this world, teaching existing developed holy beings, having this world. So very important to dedicate for their long life, wish it well. So the merit is put up for them. Then, then see, all the sanghas, Pradhamas, Pradhamas, the sanghas, the organization. So, their long life, and there's also the, say, succeed or the attaining path, you know, complete understanding the Dharma and attain the path to enlightenment based on, you see, the Vinaya, living Vinaya. So the people receive all the protections in their life, not the needs. So, yeah. So then the teachings to last long time in this world, you see, to be spread to last long time, so they support from where the happiness and comes, the teaching of Buddha. Then all the benefit, without benefactor, then there's helping, supporting Sangha and teaching Buddha, then they won't happen. So the Sangha, so the present Dharma, spread Dharma, you know, depends on the benefactor, supporter. So they have long life, and all they wish is to serve the Sangha, you know, teaching Buddha to serve and this will pass for them. Then, you see, after that, your own family members, you see, their long life, to be healthy, you see, and purpose of long life is not just to suffer, not to suffer. Purpose of long life is not for suffering, not to create problems, you know, for that. You know, with delusion, create problems. That's not the purpose of long life. Purpose of long life is to have meaningful life. To meaningful life, to be able to practice Dharma. To be able to practice Dharma. You know, purify. As I mentioned at the beginning of the prostration, purify the mind, or the dependent of the karma, okay? What was already done, need karma already collected, purify. As such, by the scientific Buddha or mental practices to purify. Then to collect the expensive merits, you see, through Dharma practice, collect the expensive merits. And then then maintain on the rim, you know, maintain on the path of enlightenment, okay? The common, this common part of the sutra, uncommon the tantra, and even every practice, and so complete path of enlightenment, to maintain on that, to learn, to maintain on that. However, to leave positive imprint as much as possible by reading, by studying, you see. So then to what makes life most meaningful is by developing compassion for others and demons. The compassion to some demons. Developing devotion to the Guru Dhamma Sangha as well as the compassion to some demons. So what makes life most meaningful is that. Compassion to all the living beings. So however, meaningful life is to be able to benefit others with compassion. So then every life as much as possible to purify, collect merits, you know, plant seed with enlightenment. by studying Dharma, by reading the text, which shows complete path of enlightenment, you know, lamdrum, especially that. So at least leave positive impression as much as possible by reading. the everyday life is helping others, you know, small, big, whatever one can, you know, with compassion. So those are purpose, meaning, they will make meaningful, life meaningful. So, not only human beings, even the animals, insects, that as much as we can help, put them to have a happiness free from suffering. So, however, any family member passed away, so this means the Buddha practice for or any family member, any of your family passed away for them. And also living ones, to be able to long life, minimum life, to be able to exercise to say three person path and the two stages we come to Buddha is the right view renunciation. So that then the family members who passed away then to if they're in the Lord's realm, immediately liberate and to be born in pure land where they can be enlightened, you know. So that all receive perfect human body, all receive perfect human body, and meet perfect quality one, good man teaching each one good. Same thing, numberless helpings, hungry animals. all those then immediately, the immediate suffering, immediately some people born in pure land with giving or receive perfect in body by meeting perfect quality of man, good man teaching one as good as possible. So that, and then I say, then you see the each minister Buddha here, each minister Buddha, you see they made so many prayers. Solve this problem, that problem, that problem. You see, those who took vow but broke, you know, then create so much. If they come to be born in Lord's realm, so they to purify. So you see, it's many Buddha made many prayers. So for sentiments, so they see. So here, so you see, we recite these words. What they do prayer. So we. So at the same time, you know, we should think in the mind, so this I'm reciting for all these sentences where these sufferings are going to help them. So however, the essence then, to be liberated as quick as possible, all the sentiments from all the sufferings from you know. Realize for noble truth and the next was bodhicitta and the mind path and you see for questioning that we have to exercise the path so so that enlightenment is as possible and especially general bodhicitta in everyone's heart. In all sentiments, especially in this world, in all the leaders, they have bodhicitta. Then, so that many millions of people in each country, they have so much peace and happiness, and they have let them cry out peace. Then, generally bodhicitta, then you see, in the hearts of all the religion, all the different religious peoples, you know. In the world, you see, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, Christianity, all the religious people, in their heart, general bodhicitta. So there's no confusion. So there's no religious war or whatever. You know the suicidal bombs or the you know this constantly happening. Oh, so there's so much problem because I say the believing religion but not religion or this you know so creating so much problem in the world so bodhicitta in all their heart so we have to have perfect peace happening in this world okay? So then so then the last thing then for the so your family members and you, all your whatever activities, what you need to succeed, manage the future for all that. And then the last thing is, the FMD organizer here the so all the material the statues in this world to you know accomplish and then all the holidays then. Serve in the monasteries, Dhamma, all the sanghas, they all the various social services in the, we do, they do in the organization, universal education for the young people, to become a kind person, say, to have all those precious human quality, human value, quality minded, tolerance and loving, compassionate, however, forgiveness, however, all these qualities that each one can bring peace in the world, at least in the family, in their own lives. So antidote to war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, you know, so that's just for elements by developing good heart. The prison project, helping the 140 or some number, they are prisoners. You know. so many are doing practice, many hundred thousand monks are practicing, you know, prison practice, taking out of my prisoners. So those to be able to help, continue. Then the USA, and then hospitals, then eye hospital, the hospital for those who give medicine for the sick, and they give food and shelter, those poor ones. So all these, and then distributing Dharma books to part of the world, all those social services to be successful. Then every center, they have a different project, social service, bring them many projects in each center. And the other centers in Taiwan here. Then the center. So all the plans, you know, wishes to be succeed, so I guess as good as possible. And then to be most beneficial for certain being. That is particularness, but I'm also not teaching. So that's it. Finished. Now the medicine for the person is finished. So I think now the dinner time. Shishi. The putting chachas, you know, on the house, well, decorate is not that much of a good word to use, decorate, but that looks like not respecting holy objects when you say decorating. So, in America, one student house, the chachas put, you know, the very nice lined up, the small chachas. Somebody did chasa, well, chasa. So then this one student used. Some student used chasa in the house, lined up very nicely. And they used it in the meditation hall. In the meditation hall. So it's very beautiful. And also, it's also going to offer light, Christmas light at the bottom. So. Very beautiful, I would say, you know. So it's, it will cover the whole world, you see, then it becomes an altar, then you make the, you know, offerings there, a set of offerings, many lights and the Christmas lights, and the set of offerings there, so you know, put the whole world, in the world, you see, with it, very nicely, you see, with the chacha. So they do that. So it's very nice. It's very inspiring, good example for other people, how they can use the chacha, you know, they use chacha for collecting merits, you know, for purification and to attain the path to enlightenment, you see. the model or good example for other for the people, what they can do to collect this testament every day. So then, you see, every day, when you have many holy objects, then every day, I mean, the light offerings, you see, once they're on, then I say, you can keep all the time. So just in your mind, you have to think while you're driving car, wherever you are, whichever part of the world you are, you're going to offer from there to remember all the offerings that's set up in the house. You see, you know, offer like that, you see, to the whole of the house, or the Tendrash Buddhama Sangha, Tendrash Statues, scriptures, all that, you see, Guru Pati many people like that, you see. Gurus. So I can do that for whichever, wherever you are in the different parts of the world, so you can remember the offerings at your house and offer, you see. It makes it very easy. While you're driving car, you can offer, you see, wherever you are. You see, once set up there, the offering, or there's somebody in the house, you know, in Dara, some family in Singapore, Dara, whose house upstairs, many crystal bowls of water offering. So he had a Philippine maids. These Philippine maids, they make water offering. They themselves don't offer, but the Philippine maids. They make the offerings, and they seem to enjoy very much. They make offerings, whatever offerings. And one had a problem. One maid had a problem. Then somehow she made prayer to Medicine Buddha, and the problem is gone. So she, then they gives them faith, very strong faith. So also leading to the one who does, one who sells feng shui book. They are probably most people in the world. So you know, same also Philippine maids. So they make the water offerings. So one morning, she tried to make water offering. Then the maids got up even earlier next day, made offerings. So that so. Since they enjoyed making offering very much, they made, even though themselves not pretty Buddhist, but they seem to the Christian or something, but seems they enjoy. However, main thing is, so wherever you are, you know, you can every day, I mean, not just one time, a few times a day you can make offerings, you know, that in the heart there's somebody's making offerings. So, some students did that in the United States, so I'm just saying they can be a good example for other people about how they can collect marriage. The other one is also talking about prostration. So if you haven't received a great initiation, you have an ordinary body tall, like long like the mountain, rich like that, you see, a couple of ground. But if you have received a great initiation like Genesi, great initiation, then you can become like Genesi, you see, that 1,000 arm eyes. It's very easy to cover the cult ground. is covered the ground, you see. So, four times corners covered by yourself, the Genesis, the holy body. So, it's easy to cover ground, so it makes it easy. So, that. So, anyway, as Lama Tsongkhapa explained, you see, the, how many hundred thousands you can visualize during prostration. You create the same amount of merit as your actual body during prostration. Already explained, about the atom and the will turn king, all that, you see. So therefore now same like this, how many body you visualize during prostration, you get the same amount of merit. That's what I'm saying, you see. the number of atoms covered by body, and the number of that, you create cause to be on the will turn king there in the lifetime. 1,000 lifetimes. So the idea of marriage. So same. So there's unbelievable method which the Lama Tsongkhapa explained. So that's it. That's what we do. We just begin some prayer and we stop. We do that. It also helps the people who have to do preliminary practice, Mimen Sasa. And it's a one way how you can give to many people and how it can be used. Other ones to put in statues, stupas. When there's a stupa built, then you can offer the statue to put inside, or big statues to put inside. So the was a bigger number of statues, then a difficult way to keep it, see. So there's a different ideas I'm just mentioning, also to help that person who did a lot of statues, so it helps that. He said also the other way to use is so if you have a garden, either in the house somewhere or in the garden, you see, you can make layers, one big, sort of like a table or some large, you see, a circle or square, another layer, another layer, another layer. You see, you can have 5-6 layers. Then all the tassas can be around, you see. Can be filled with all the space, the layers, you see. You know, like that, fill up all the tassas, all the layers. Every direction layers, you can fill up the tassas like this, go nicely, you see, every layer. So that stuff becomes sort of like stupa. You can, outside people, second family, the family, second bit. Also, you go around while you're doing commitment, your mantras, your prayer practice, all the time. Because if you sit, you fall asleep. So, go also going around, and then at some time, your commitment was very good. Also, animals, dogs, cats, if you have dogs, cats, or insects, insects in the house, you find, you carry them around the where they are. You see, it's like stupa, many holograms. It's so unbelievable beneficial. Take them around and put away safe place, you see. So also your pets, you see, dogs, cats. So they, to make their life meaningful, take them around. The next life they get higher birth. I mean, they achieve enlightenment. That causes them to achieve enlightenment, you see, besides liberation from samsara. So so there's many ways how you can use, make it highly beneficial to yourself. That's it. No more tzatzas now. No more tzatzas, finished. You can put it inside. Not only outside, you can put it inside. Inside is sort of like the base of stupa, like that square. You know, inside you can fill it with tzatzas. A little bit higher up from the ground, a little bit higher up. Then you inside you can fill it with tzatzas. All the inside, you see. Then also outside layers. How can be so? It's a bit like stupa, you know. So now, think in the heart, all the symptoms in your heart, in the place of I, my happiness, in the place of that, in your heart, sentient beings, their happiness. So happiness of all the health, happiness of all the hungry animal, all the nablasim, sura, misery. So nablasim, sentient beings. Their happiness. This is what should happen there in the heart. Then we do the. Then for them, all this happens after enlightenment. Then do the medicine, the practice. Okay, so that. So now the text.
Refuge.
So this refuge prayer I like very much. This the first one, they have described the root guru, embodied all the 10 days Buddhas, you know. That's a very powerful, very deep teaching. the embodied all the Buddhas. All the others, Holy Buddha, Holy Spirit, mind, and quality and action is unbelievable. So this one is all this embodied into this. This embodied all this. The originator of 84,000 teachings and the possessor of all the exalted sanghas. In the monasteries, when they begin the puja, you know, when they begin the prayer in the hall, this is what they recite the first time. This is what they recite at the beginning, the refuge prayer.
皈依十方三世一切如来施予意，众生深切众俗藏，根本存身虚实，真实住，皈依妙法众，皈依四圣众。 皈依四圣众，皈依普贤方，药师如来，本尊眷属众，皈依其身誓言，吉祥护主护法守卫众。
So with the whole heart, totally around them, whatever happens in the life, whatever happens in the life is completely totally around them. So and then all the prayer, all the purpose that I mentioned before. Your own things now also, all the sentient beings, you see, to be free from suffering and to, you know, achieve happiness after enlightenment, however, you completely, totally run and dim with the whole heart. To look for refuge. As oneself has been suffering in samsara, experiencing general suffering, particular suffering, logical, numberless times from beginning to birth. So all my mother's sentient beings have been also suffering, experiencing general suffering, particular suffering, logical, numberless times from beginning to birth. So to free them from all the suffering and causes, I myself also then go for refuge. Buddha Dhamma Sangha, who is abiding in front of me, who has all the power, qualities, to take refuge to them. So this is the manner we are taking refuge. So the aversion to your own samsara, you know, understand. understand the nature, only nature of suffering. So, useful fear of, you know, to your samsara. Then, all compassion to sentient beings. But think how they've been suffering samsara. So then you see, see to free them from suffering, the cause, and then with whole heart, with the faith to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that they have the quality of the power. Then wholeheartedly, you see, one pointly around them, so that mental factor is the refuge, Mahayana refuge, because of the compassion. Without compassion, is the Hinayana refuge. So the next one, due to the merits, next one. All the three time merits, quality by one, three time merits, quality by all other beings, sentient beings, and Buddhas. So the merits, you see, merits of merits of wisdom, merits of virtue. So the charity and so on, these five parameters, very collected, and also very collected with the wisdom. So, with those collections of merits, and then in order to lead my kind of mother, sentient beings, whom I receive all my past birth, which all the happiness from the, so in order to liberate them from all the sufferings, samsara, including cause, bring to enlightenment, and may I achieve, so in order to benefit all kinds of migrants, so that meaning that then may I achieve, therefore may I achieve enlightenment. So, the previous one is generating the thought, seeing happiness for others. Then, the next one is seeking enlightenment. Oneself seeking enlightenment for that purpose. That's all that. So, that combined the two intentions. So such a principle consciousness, extraordinary, you see, special principle consciousness. So that's a bodhicitta.
Chadarama
we did already the blessing before at the beginning. So, so but if you didn't do it at the beginning in here, you must do the chant the mantra, edit the mantra there. then invocation.
一切世尊如来因共称遍思，明行足神识，是千切，调御正夫无上士，天人师，我是此敬献具足一切思绪之沐浴。
My memory is very bad. I have to read. Yes. not very short one, but the has a kind of middle version of Offenbach. More elaborate. Uh-huh. So we're going to offer about to each group in the medical literature. It's an Islamist, then the each group. So that, I mentioned each group, not the translation, the whole thing, just to mention each group. But the main meditation is that they all starting from Shakyamuni Buddha, it's all one being. It's all one being. The way to meditate, way to understand, discover, way to meditate is the root guru. It's all one being. Many forms, but it's one being, the root guru. So, however, each time of that, then generated infinite bliss. So you transform this goddess to the vase, from bath, you see. And take the water from the swimming pool, you see, take the water, let it visualize, you see, off a bath. The medical. So that they're on the kind of like a throne, it's a plate, on the high platform, you see. Then the ropes outside You know, in the park, hanging on the tree like that. So the, you know, the like in bed with the, the oh man, how about the most important meditation is the guru, you know, whenever it's offering different groups, including protective spirit, but it's one thing. So not guru, not ordinary guru, ordinary being, not that, what ordinary man think, not that one. The, you know, the, who's holy man, dharma, have all of this. So, generated in different place. So that's very important to keep that meditation, the way, the you know, essence of it. So, not to tell just now, but that the yourself, can transform with this. Into that, also, however, here there's no mention of substantiation, but there's no mention of substantiation. It doesn't happen, but. But whichever deity you are practicing normally, so you can generate yourself in that. And so, beautiful swimming pool, which has the four golden steps, can come down. Then the jewel pillars, you know, with all the jewel decorations, so yeah, like in the prayer. So, then jewels down below, sand with the jewel gold, like that. So, first, the Guru Chaitanya Buddha. So I think you have the night prayer there. You have the middle, I think you have the more, a little bit more extended one in Chinese, I think you have.